Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
There's going to come a cloak of the anointing of God that's going to rest upon you as a leader. And at that moment, it's not about titles. It's not about any of that. It's all about somebody who says, I dare to take a step out in faith and call the people to rise up and build.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's continue in this recent Wednesday night Bible study with Pastor Rogers. This is Rebuild Part 2, a study in the book of Nehemiah. Let's go into the message today.
The presence of God is when the gates of the city give us access. Let me give you a little something right here. Jacob went out there and laid his head on a pillow of a rock right there and had a dream. And all of a sudden there was a ladder that was sent down and angels were ascending and descending. And Jacob said, oh, this is an awful thing. This is a horrible thing. He was saying, this is terrible. This is incredible and awesome. Why? Because I found the gate of heaven. I found the door to get into the presence of God, and it was so overwhelming that he called the place El Bethel. This is the house of the house of God. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, for Pace Assembly, this is the place where the church gathers together. This is an exclusive location. We haven't been doing anything else while we've been locked up and closed up in this building except bringing you the gospel. And now it's time to rise and build and say hallelujah. This is an awful place, a horrible place. It is an awesome place. It's a place where we found the gate into heaven, the presence of God when the people of God come together. I think I'll clap my hands. I wish somebody would shout hallelujah. The ministry of the church happens 24/7 a day. Every day during the week. I want you to know Pace Assembly doesn't just operate on Wednesday and Sunday. And please get away from me with you're just shouting, you're just spitting, you're just shouting. I want you to know something, my dear friend. It's about time that some preachers got themselves some fire back in their bones where they preach with passion, where they say, let's rise up and build. I don't want to follow somebody who's not passionate about it. If you don't want to build the church, then get out of the pulpit and let somebody who's got some fire mount that thing and preach the word of God, because souls are dying and sighing, and we need a revival in our land like we've never needed one. Come on now. You're not going to hear this everywhere, but I'm not the only one. I came to tell you the Spirit of the Lord is upon me tonight. I said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me tonight. I feel a prophetic anointing coming into this room. God is speaking to us in this hour, and this is not a time for us to get apathetic. It's time to rebuild the gates and the walls around the city. So the Bible says in verse 19 and 20 in chapter 2, when Sanballat and Tobiah came by, they started laughing Nehemiah to scorn. Come on now. They started laughing him to scorn and despising him. They said, what do you think you're going to do? You think you're going to rebel against the king? Well, why do you think that Nehemiah asked the king to get some letters? I don't know. You preach it the way you want to, but I just kind of see Nehemiah looking down at him and saying, hey, boys, I got the letters in my hand right here. I got the king's stamp of approval. I've got his seal on this thing. I know what I'm supposed to do. And besides that, in verse number 20, they answered him and said unto him that the God of heaven, come on, this is Nehemiah saying, he said, the God of heaven will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will rise. Listen, there's going to be all kinds of problems going on out there. Coronavirus has not stopped. Neither has H1N1 or HIV or SARS. I know some of them may have vaccines and all that's going on, but if we wait for a vaccine, some of us are going to die in our house and never get out. It's time to rise up. We, his servants, will arise and build. And you know what they said to Sanballat and Tobiah? You will have no portion and no right and no memorial in Jerusalem. You know what he was saying? He was saying to them, you've got nothing to say about this, devil. You've got nothing to say about this. There is a time when we've been told by our government and by officials that we need to lock down the house of God, and so many of us have done the same thing to try to comply with CDC and all that's been going on. But I came to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to take a step of faith. If we believe that God is the healer, if we believe that he is the baptizer, if we believe that he is the Christ of Calvary, then it is awesome time for us to rise up and say, devil, you have no memorial in this house. Anybody else, you have no right in this house. You have no legal claim to this place called the sanctuary. Oh my God, you have no legal claim to this. This house right here belongs to God. Now somebody said, you're just a rebel. No, my dear friend, I'm not a rebel. I just want to let you know, I got the papers on it right here. And God said in this hour, it's time to rise up and build. And rise up and build we shall. And the enemy will do nothing about it, because God's going to give us the victory. My God, my God. Write it down. Opposition to the vision of God in Nehemiah was immediate after he heard of the intervention to rise up and build. Watch out now. I'm already looking for it. I'm looking for it. I'm waiting for somebody to rise up and say, well, y'all shouldn't be doing that. I've already gotten some, emails on some things. You can keep your email. House gonna be open Sunday. I'm not trying to be defiant to you or ugly to you. I'm just trying to tell you that we're in spiritual warfare. You didn't hear what I said. I said we're in a spiritual warfare now. It's no longer even about let's protect one another. We're in a spiritual battle. I've been sensing this now for several weeks. This is not about the physical coronavirus and us taking precautions. I put on more hand sanitizer until my pores are pouring out with hand sanitizer. We separated the chair. I've been socially distant. I've done things and you've done things and I've tried to give you instruction. All the while they piled into Walmart and the super centers and walked around with any kind of way they wanted to, and they've been going to the bars, and they tell me some other places that the abortion clinics are still doing their thing. I came to tell you, church, it is time to rise up and build in this hour. The enemy has no portion, has no right into this thing. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel like if my church was filled up tonight on a Wednesday, hey, let me ask you a question. If I open the doors on Wednesday night and say, come on in here, am I going to get the same little crowd that shows up on Wednesday night because you don't feel like it, or you got a ball team you got to go to, or you got to go down somewhere and visit someplace? Are you going to rearrange the priorities of your life and say, God, it's time for me to get me in my house and get ourselves to the house of God, because we're that close to the coming of the Lord? Come on now. I believe God in his spirit is calling a church in this hour, and I'm afraid that when the doors of these churches open, too many people are going to say within themselves, well, I guess it's all over. It ain't over. I said it ain't over. In fact, it's really ramping up. If you think that this thing is over, can I tell you what's going on in Washington, D.C.? While we're down here supposed to be in Florida, supposed to be fighting a coronavirus, we've got politicians and others that are each other's throat and could care less whether or not you're socially distant. I came to tell you, my dear friend, we're not going to get our dictates from Washington, D.C. We're not going to get our dictates from others that have got hearts full of fear. We better take our orders straight from heaven, because Jesus is speaking in this hour. Well, I meant to come and preach and teach to you tonight, but I feel a prophetic anointing coming on me this evening. The Bible says in the book of Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20, let me read it to you from this different version. He says, but as for you, Sambalat, Tobiah, you have no share in Jerusalem. Is this a word for this hour? You have no claim. And in a literal translation, you have, watch this, no historic right to it. Oh my God. You know what's happened? Just like they always do. Read it this past week. There's two people arrested in New York City for attacking some Jewish people and blaming on them and the Jews for the coronavirus. I think you better read your history books. Because every time something happens like this, they want to blame the Jewish people. Why is that? Because they're God's chosen people. Every time something happens, they want to blame the church for it. And rest assured, hear me now, I may not get through this whole lesson tonight. I feel something on me. I'm just going to tell you, you better hear me now. You're going to be mocked, maybe even by your family members. People down the street, when you put your Bible under your hand and drive your car to this house and get out in faith, and if you got to wear your mask and do whatever you got to do, do what you got to do. Somebody told me today, they pulled up in the parking lot, said, y'all still giving out them pineapples? I said, well, I got one case for you right here. Said, I came down from Eufaula, Alabama. Said, I've been watching online all this time. I'm hungry for a move of God. I want you to know something. God is shaking this world like he never has. And he don't care where they're coming from. But I declare there's a revival coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And ladies and gentlemen, I want Pates Assembly to be right in the middle of an epicenter of a Holy Ghost revival in the last days, and then Jesus Christ will come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, if we're going to be Pentecostal, let's be Pentecostal. If we're going to be Spirit-filled, let the Holy Ghost have his way. I feel many of you out there beginning to get all caught up in the Holy Ghost praying in tongues right now. Go ahead, ladies and gentlemen. It's not how much of this lesson I get out. It's how much I feel the flow of the anointing of the Holy Ghost that's breaking and destroying yokes. And many of your sons and daughters are going to come in. You know why? Because the Bible said in the last day, saith the Lord, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men are going to dream. And your young men are going to see vision. And upon my handmaiden and my servant will I pour out of my spirit, says the Lord. I came to tell you, your sons and your daughters are going to come back in. You have no idea. They've been watching online now for weeks. Their heart is stirred. They realize something is about to take place. And they're saying within themselves, I guess mom and daddy was right. I better get ready. Something is about to happen in here. Woo! Something is about to happen. And to coin a phrase of a sermon I heard one time, it's going to happen suddenly. One day, I think I'll just preach. Hold your pen. One day, we were at the top of the economic ladder. It had not been this good in America since the Great Depression. Unemployment was at an all-time low. Employment, it was at an all-time high at the beginning of 2020. The economy was rolling and people were seeing the blessings coming their way. They were watching what's going on, but God just kept right on. And all of a sudden, God said, I'm going to have to shake this thing up. I'm telling you, I was listening to a preacher just today that God was speaking to. Way back in 2008, I was listening to his sermon. He said, I'm telling you, there's coming a time when something is going to shake the entire globe. And then when that takes place, a revival is going to come and Jesus is about to return. It bore witness with my spirit in that hour. And I came to tell you, I don't care what 98% of the pulpits that deny that the Bible prophecy and Jesus is coming. I'm coming to tell you that the Lord is not just doing this so we can have some social events and small groups and some little serve teams. He's getting a bride ready that's without spot and without wrinkle. Call me old fashioned, but I came to tell you, I've got the letter on it, ladies and gentlemen. He's coming back in an hour that you think not. Hallelujah.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.